Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to get into another hot topic right here on the program. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight we'll be talking about demo versus the record. The demo versus the record. But before we get into it, I want to cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together to express our thoughts collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that everybody do it respectfully and to keep you in mind as they open their mouths about what they want to say in various things impacting this industry of music. We ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in and locked and loaded to Hip Hop National. So, Lord, with that said, we're going to say amen, and we're going to get right into the topic. All right, guys, I have to ask these questions up front. Have you ever asked yourself what happened to the days when artists were sending the demo and just to get a record deal? Well, those days don't seem like it's necessary anymore because right now, as we look at it in the light that we're in a digital age where new records and new things are popping up all over the internet. But the only thing is there have been a quality check? Just want to know. I want to know if they do a quality check of what they call a record. A long time ago, some of the stuff that I hear today sounds like a demo. And also, I want to know, do they do listening parties? Things that we're going to explore tonight. We're going to get right into it. I got Cold Hearted on deck with me tonight. Cold Hearted, express
yourself,
what's up, man? Who are you, brother?
Hey.
What you do?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? Like you already said, my name is Cold Hearted. I'm an R&B artist, DBMG Entertainment, Big Beast Movement. Y'all lay around for it. We are coming at you. That's basically what I do.
All right. Cold Hearted, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, man, about the demo? The record versus the record. Remember the days when we would send in that demo? One, as in the sense of to find out if it was impacting enough, solid enough to actually make a record. Because it's a lot going into the record. Tonight we want to talk about that. Okay,
sounds
so
like
now you have the floor.
Well, I do remember those days because I'm sort of familiar with those days because I used to be in those days. But as you said, that no longer exists. You know, although you do have in the majors, right, nowadays you have more independent groups, entertainment companies now. You know, so the majors, and it's not too many major record labels anymore. It's not that many. I think it's maybe around, two or three major labels, you know. And when you're dealing with the majors, you know, there's certain protocols that you have to go through, of course. You know, with your music, you know, once you finish your music, you know, it's a team set up, you know, in a room. They play your music, and everybody has an opinion on you, you know, basically throws out their opinion of what they feel is the best and what you need to change or whatever it is, a listening party. But that nowadays is a thing of the past because of these local entertainment companies now. You know, anything to them that's hot is getting put out. You know what I mean? So it's no opinions being brought to the table. They're not searching for them. If it's in their head that it's hot, it's getting put out.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing too. I got Big Sed on deck with me. Big Sed, what's happening, brother? How's it going?
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's
pretty
up, man?
Pretty good, man. Big Sed, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, man? The demo versus the record. You remember the days when we had the demo. You had to send it in and see if it was qualified to make a record.
Yeah.
Today, they done bypassed it. And then in the loophole of bypassing it, the quality of what they release is no longer there in many cases. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. I totally agree. I totally agree on that. You know, a lot of the music that you hear now sounds like demos. You know, either that they have the mix isn't, you know, up to par, you know, and the quality of the music, you know, the music itself isn't up to par. So I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
Now, this said talking,
I totally agree, too. But at the same time, I mean, the labels are so messed up right now. So it's like, it's crazy. Well, the industry is crazy. You know what I mean? You can sit back and sign an act because they got a little hot record, but that don't mean they're going to sell records.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like back then, I was telling you one time before with L.A. Reid, with that demo deal with L.A. Reid.
Uh-huh.
That demo deal, it's crazy. It's different from a demo and a record. I'm pretty sure you know the difference of a demo than a record.
Yeah.
And what sounds good to them, you know what I mean, that's what they go with.
Yeah.
You know, you can sit there and record 100 records. You know, once they get in that room and decide what's going to go on that album and what's going to get played or whatever, and that's what they're going to go with.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And me personally, you know, I be with a rapper. He just signed back to Cash Money. It was Juvenile. He didn't want to put Cash Money on the map. I done seen him, you know, in the studio with some great records. But, you know, when it came down to releasing them great records, it didn't get released. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that difference was, you know, it's just like with the album he had, Doing Our Greatest Hits, when Baby was pushing Bounce Back, and the hit record on there was Slow Motion, so he had to go grab Slow Motion, and Slow Motion put him on the board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was the difference from a demo than a record.
Yeah.
You know, that Bounce Back was a demo. The Slow Motion was a record.
And sorry again, not to cut you off, but that Soulja Boy, that Soulja Boy, that song that he came out with first, I mean, that right there is the prime example of a demo being released to the public. You know,
hey, let me bring in Raw Dawg real quick, and then we're going to get right into what y'all talk about with that Soulja Boy. Raw Dawg, what's happening, my man?
Hey, I almost went to sleep.
Okay with me? Let's make it happen. This is my boy always in the cut with me, man. Y'all don't understand. This is the hardest working man in radio. Go ahead, Raw Dawg. You got to
Well, you
hey,
know,
what's up?
Hey, how's everybody doing this evening? You know, I've been listening, and you know, I heard somebody say Soulja Boy, and the only reason that demo blew up, it was a dance song. You
exactly.
know, when we start to think about the music that's being produced, very few dance songs. Excuse me. And what happens is it was unusual, so it went through the waters, and he was the only one there with something, a dance song.
Yeah,
so
you're
it
right.
It was a good tester to see how far it would go. So, you know, I commend him for that experience, because it should have opened up other artists' eyes going, well, you know, there wasn't much to this. You know, as an artist, you listen to it, it was very simple. And it was actually it had very little music quality to it.
Oh.
But it was a dance.
Yeah.
And we're drowning in lyrics, and we don't have enough dance songs. But demos, sitting around a table and listening to with a song with a group of people and taking notations and writing your thought about that record, and then you put them all in a hat so you don't know who's saying what, because you don't want to create animosity, but you want to create feedback.
Exactly.
And so what happens is that, you know, I heard someone say something about the labels not letting. As an artist, you're inside the box. And as an artist, you're going to do the best you can when you make a recording. And we all know that, you know. And so you're going to think that there's nothing left more that you can give in that recording, because you felt as though you gave it all. But it should be a demo from the first point, because everybody needs to be critiqued.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny world out here, and labels will critique the song before they release it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, a lot of artists pay for their studio time.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes an expense trip on how much money am I going to put in this one song. Well, you know, I hear you. I understand you. Maybe it would be better to save your money and build your own studio.
Exactly.
Now, the thing about this industry, there's so many wannabes. There's so many so-called, whether you're hip-hop, whether you're R&B, whether you're jazz, whatever. And, you know, the thing about it is that the only way you're going to rise is that you can take and have your production critiqued. You know,
yeah.
It may sound crazy, but find a group of strangers. And I've said this before on the radio. Don't tell them it's you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way you get an honest opinion.
And get that opinion. And, you know, that I say this to a lot of young folks when they call the show. Don't call people that have a negative point about your production as haters. Think of them as consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're out to make money on a product. And you then, you know, have to listen to whether they would want to purchase your product. Now, you know, that's the only way you're going to succeed. You got to, inside the box, you're putting everything into your production that your heart will allow you to. But you don't realize you're learning, you're growing, and maybe you have a strength and a sound in certain ways that you don't realize. And by being critiqued, they can be brought out.
Yeah.
See, you know, I've worked with a lot of artists, and the funny part about it is their ego gets in the way, and they become a know-it-all.
I agree with that.
Try to help them, and they instead cop an attitude. And then it's a point one. They'll tell you, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't relate to what I'm doing. Well, if I can't relate to it.
I know you, boy. You slick.
You know, if I can't relate to
it. You slick, brother.
How in the world is the rest of the world going to relate to it?
Yeah.
See, you know, so as artists, the way to find your stair steps of climbing up, don't be afraid of the public. Don't be afraid of the opinion. Remember, you know, Edison, he did the light bulb trip, but he didn't do it overnight. He had to keep trying at it. I'm not saying throw away your lyrics. I talked to an artist one day, and I said, well, why don't you redo it, you know, and, you know, keep your lyrics. Oh, no, I'm going to leave it just the way it is. And I went, wow. He's cutting his nose off to spite his face. He didn't realize I was telling him I liked his lyrics, but it just wasn't going to float on the melody he had.
Yeah.
You know, and you just, in my lifetime, ignorance has stopped a lot of people.
Yes, very true.
Their own ignorance. Because, you see, unless you're willing to grow and learn, unless you're willing to change, And try again. You stopped yourself. I don't know anybody that can do anything on the first try. You know, so I encourage the artists to understand that when you do a production, call it a demo. Because you want to get the feedback before you take it to the next level. Maybe even before you've really mastered it and mixed it, because you want to hear what people like to hear in that production.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Yes, yeah.
Okay. You know what?
Why?
I thought
about
you guys didn't hear me because I've been trying to say something, but I agree with you, Rodolph. You need to get that feedback before you do it, because so many budgets and time has been wasted into releasing something. And you, and it's not ready yet to be a record.
Yep.
It's not ready yet. It ain't been prepared properly to be released
yep.
as a record.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be accepted across the airwaves, even with program directors through radio
mm-hmm.
stations.
I agree.
I mean, so many people have left released music that has so much air pockets in between in before the intro, and then they're ready to let it go, but it ain't ready. For one, it hadn't. You haven't even went through the stage of mastering. You probably didn't do a mix.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? And then you're ready. You tell my man here. Listen to my music. Listen to my music. They call it just say my music today, but they're talking about their record, and it's
right.
not ready.
But it's actually
it's not
a
even
demo.
Ready to be qualified as
exactly.
a
record. Exactly.
You know. You know. It's actually
Chad,
they
what's
should
your thought?
Say listen to my demo because of the fact. It's not ready, you know, and you know, I find that in the younger artists. Not, you know, you start to mature and you start to realize, okay, after time you go back and listen to something that you've done and you'll go, wow, that's not smooth at all like I first heard it. You know,
yeah.
And so you start to realize as you mature that you're getting better. Your listening ear is more in tune, you know. You forget the moment when you did it, and you start to hear what that moment is coming to you off of that production, and you go, ooh, my voice was a little shaky, or, there's a little bit too much bass, or, you know, you start to realize that creation needs work. And with a lot of young folks, it's too late. You know, they've tried to peddle it to the streets, and instead of getting financially, they're just stuck with a bunch of demos.
Yep.
Talking about, hey, there's so many haters out there. You know, no. You didn't go through the proper steps. You won't find haters. I don't know a hater of mine. You know,
yeah.
hey. It's either, did you hear it? What'd you think? Oh, such and such and such and such. I liked it, that, and I, you know, but, you know, you, I wish I would have done a little more of this, and you go, wow, that was a helper.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I understand, you know, I understand, but this is a business. And if you're going to make money in this industry, take the egos away.
Yep.
We all grew up as normal human beings. Take the swag away. Turn into just a nice individual who just wants to know. I just want to know. What you think?
Yep.
Be successful, because only the humble can walk around with a pocket full of money and a smile, and everybody think you're crazy.
You can see that again.
Yeah. Only the humble can walk around. With
I want to go here
crazy.
Real quick, guys. Now we talked about, Rado, you mentioned something earlier, that a demo is where everybody sit around and they listen, they critique it, and they get that sheet. That's called a listening party.
That's not what it's called.
It's not?
No, I sit around the table. That is not a listening party. That's
okay.
The party come after that, because that's the record release.
That's not
the critiquing. This is like when Frankenstein made his monster. He was in the lab with it, and other people came in, and he made sure Frankenstein scared him. Okay, that's what you do after you do your production. You sit around a table with people that you may know, or you find people to listen and give you feedback. A listening party is not about feedback necessarily. It's about getting together and introducing it to people in the industry.
It's about picking the best one for the release.
Listening, yeah, you're right.
It's about picking the best one for the single. That's what the listening party is for.
No, it's a yes and a no. You know, it's a yes and a no. They are debuting the artist, because when I used to have my singing group, and we were with MCA, we featured on Phil Mobb's first album, The Acid Classy. And I'm down here from Miami, and we had this this club Madonna's. It was this big strip club, and they had a listening party. MCA flew down. They had two charter buses parked in front of the club with nothing but MCA, the people who worked for MCA Records, you know, and they filled the building up. And they put on a big show, and Philmont put on a big show, you know, for them. You know, they were just basically, you know, showing off the artists at the same time getting opinions of the artists as well.
Okay, so you're saying the live performance of the artist.
Yeah, they were giving a live performance. We performed for them.
Okay, so that wasn't the record. That was the entertainment value of the group.
No, and I'm sorry. They were also playing the music as well.
Right. In a forum that would be live entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's,
you know,
live
what? That was
but they
great.
Also, the whole purpose of it is to pick the single, which one to
exactly.
release.
Yeah.
From the
album. Because basically what they do is, I mean, they play the music and they just sit back and watch the crowd's reaction to it. You know, if they see, you know, not only they go by the opinions, but they look at the crowd reaction toward the music. I mean, if you're my artist and I'm playing your music in the club and no one's dancing, I see sidebar conversation and no one's dancing to the music, then obviously that's not the single to push.
Okay, but can I ask a question? Before you got to that venue, they had already critiqued the production.
True.
That they were going to expose to the public to get the other, the next level of thought about which one, right?
True. Very true. Very true.
So you had already gone through the demo and them critiquing, and then it went to the next stage.
Yes, very true.
Okay. See, okay, so I understand. So poetic. What he's saying is they went through the critiquing before they had the party. Then they had the party to figure out
I agree with that, Raw Dog. I agree with that when you put on the brakes and pump the brakes and say no. I agree with that. I totally get it. That's the absolute truth. That you're gonna have a stage where you actually critique it before you go putting money in it, and then you're gonna critique it again before you put money into the marketing of it. Because you're gonna pick the signal and you're gonna push it.
Still ain't got the picture, but okay, we let you ride with that.
Okay.
Voice, get off.
Let me ride with you.
That's what I love about it. Well, hey, we don't all know everything. And we all learn.
I don't know everything.
And you know what? That's what I love about Poetic. He learns real quick.
Yeah, you got to appreciate that.
Yeah, you heard that. Okay.
No, it's kind of strange. You was talking about film. I just dealt the phone with Sean Jay. I was dealing with these cats. They trying to make it's got back together.
Oh yeah, Sean Jay is a prime example of an artist who, let me tell you, Phil Mob were very lucky to ever been released. They were at the threshold of being dropped from the label. It was so many problems with Sean Jay, just with Sean Jay alone, with his, you know, with his child support and everything else. I don't want to go too deep with his life, but it was just so much.
He was a trouble guy sometimes.
Yeah, so, you know, but that's a prime example of an artist that needed to be humble, you know, and to learn about the business, but he refused to do that. You know, and that's why Boondock kind of separated himself from him. You know what I mean? You know, it was too, and you know, they had a perfect opportunity to get exposed, you know, with this, when they were signed with Ludacris for Disturbing the Peace. But, you know, once again, Sean Jay, his mouth, you know, I don't know the full details of it, but, you know, his mouth got him in trouble again. You know, and Boondock, of course, he got tired of it.
There are so many casualties along the road for,
yes,
you know, inappropriate actions, wrong attitudes. It's like a pit bull. Some have good ones, and some just have to have them put down. You know, it's a shame, but, you know, that's been the story in this music industry forever. You know, I can remember great artists that overdosed. You know, so there are bad habits, bad attitudes, and
yeah, the bad habits and bad attitudes, they don't mix.
Yeah, it don't.
Yeah,
but this is an area where all of that exists in your surroundings. The drugs, the alcohol, the women, the child support, maybe it's worse for athletes because I heard on the news where one of the athletes had 10 kids and a girlfriend now. And I said to myself, my God, 10. So, you know, hey, you can get caught up in it. And taken away, and life as you know it changes, but it becomes very, very hectic. But that the subject is demos.
But it
all boils down to being humble, you know.
Exactly.
Being humble, because I deal with a guy. His name is Kalo. You know, we had a little situation with L.A. Reid, but L.A. Reid kind of messed his head up a little bit. You know what I mean? You know how you tell an artist that you the next big thing, and once you hear from Babyface, L.A. Reid, you got Kasimi right now, everybody in your ear, and you know that you're going to be the next big thing, and it goes to your head. Now you don't want to listen to L.A. Reid no more. So now it's hard and it's difficult for them to want to do any business with you because you don't want to listen.
Well, you know, we could take all night talking about people and how wrong they are. You know, and I'm going to tell you like this. I'd love to sit back and talk with you guys after the show, but guess what? This is Hip Hop National Radio. And it's time for us to take a pause for the cause. So, we'll be right back, okay? I haven't heard it, so I guess we're not going for the pause. So, I guess...
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceover, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identities, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on hold, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706. Where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. I just want to ask you guys, if you're tuning in, locked and loaded, go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We're waiting on it, and we're looking for your music to be played right here on the program. All right. Tonight we're talking about demo versus the record, and we just got John Lowe, who just chimed in. John Lowe, welcome to the show, my man. What's your thoughts?
Hey, how y'all doing? And you, man, y'all got a great topic, man. This is why I love this show, man, dealing with the demo and stuff like that. But I would like to say at first that Rud Dogg stepped on, made a good point about the artists. They don't want to listen. And they get out there and they got the wrong attitude. And this one thing about Hip Hop National, that's what they're doing, trying to give the unsigned artists the inside scoop on what they need to do with their attitude and their personality so that they can get to the next level dealing with this music industry and how to get along with other people of authority. you know, that's the reason demos, you know, now because the industry probably want more control of what they do with the music and stuff like that. Because people don't really want the unsigned artists, you know, they feel like, well, this is my song, let me do it the way I want to do it. You need to release this one and that one. And it, I mean, they want more control of what they put out there. Because what the unsigned artist doesn't realize that, you know, they have a better inside scoop of what's going, you know, that's going to be hot. They reach the people's point of view. You know, some unsigned artists, the first thing they say, man, my song is hot. You know, they just get a few friends feedback, and that's what they would like to hear. And they think it's hot, but you got to have the biggest picture dealing with the industry. So they make better decisions in some occasions dealing with.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. Yeah, the funny part about this whole thing, you know, is that let's just give an example. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and I kind of, you know, I'm going to bring up Macklemore. He's not the most gifted rapper. He's not, you know, and there's been that, you know, Kendrick Lamar versus Macklemore. Well, they're two different artists, two different styles. The one thing about being independent that Macklemore did, because he was intelligent enough, is that he had his product critiqued before he went to the industry. He let people give him feedback. And the thing about it, before anyone ever heard the mix that the industry put in their distribution, that he got the contract to do have them do that, was that he had the team together, and he was able to take their conversation of what he needed to do and what he needed to change and what they thought about it. And see, when we talk about these other artists, the educational process of being a good artist is being able to listen. You know, everybody's not here to slam. You know, when you're working with artists, you're not trying to slam that artist. You know, and as John said, you know, their attitudes aren't up to speed. Their intelligence, with their intelligence, you know, the attitude jumps out and the intelligence shuts down. Because, you know, I'll give you an example. I was critiquing a song for a group, and the song and the artist, I made a comment that they had a reverse funk to their sound, and they didn't understand what that meant. And all of a sudden, attitudes jumped up. That didn't say it was bad. That didn't say it was wrong. That was just an expression that you're different and you need to bring this out, and they need to hear that and a little less of something else. And we couldn't even get the conversation through, because once the attitude jumped out, I dismissed them and they had to go. You know, it never went anywhere. And
yeah,
the thing about artists, they're not all going to make it. Push the button early, because you can spend too much time and find out that down the road it's not going to be a good working situation. Because this is a business. This is a job. This is a grind. This is a passion. This is a dream.
Yeah.
And if you don't have like minds, it can't come. It won't come. Boeing only hires aeronautic engineers. Why would they hire a plumber that only knows about septic tanks and they don't use septic tanks? See, in other words, like minds and intelligence. I the poetic has said to me, and I'm not, I don't try to put artists down, but he has said that on other programs that I have said artists are stupid. That's not meaning that they are without any intelligence. They're just blinded by their own ego. They're just blinded by being in the box. They can't see or hear what someone that has nothing to do with it hears and sees about that song. And, you know, it turns into, you know, they become quite bitter behind their music. You know, it's like that all of a sudden, every time you see them, they're an angry individual. And they, because no one seems to want to be in their camp, or they're not making the sales on their song. And they're wondering why, you know, it's just that they're haters. Well, okay. You know, hey, my money comes hard, and it's got to, when I spend my money, I want something that I can say was a worthwhile investment, you know. So I think all of us are like that somewhat, you know. Yeah. So when we start to think about it and put it together, you might have to pass on somebody that has talent. You just might have to say, not now. You know, because you see the signs. You know, you can't raise or help someone that's not trying to help themselves get better. You know, it's like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. You know, I had to take one guy and say, hey, open that door right there. And he opened it, and it was the bathroom, and there was a mirror face. And I said, look, who do you see? He said, oh, man, that's me in the mirror. And I said, that's your worst enemy.
Yeah.
That's the one you got to worry about. You ain't got to worry about me. You got to worry about him, because the decision he makes is the ones you're going to have to pay for.
Yeah.
See, so all I can say is that, you know, it's not impossible to become successful in the music industry, but you're going to have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
You know, and you might see the best talent, but that road that person is on is not going to lead to where you're trying to get to. And you
have
to gracefully find and
excuse
out.
And if there's some noise in the background, if you got a really noisy background, could you put your phone on mute until you're ready to we come to you? Because there's a lot of noise coming from the back.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, now that you interjected, ask us another question.
You can resume, Raw Dog. No, this is Raw Dog.
I'm through. I'm
giving it to you. I'm letting you roll, bro.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about strip clubs and women. No, we're talking about what we're talking about, which is let me get back on the subject. Dog, man, it just slipped. Demos and the record. So, how would you – let me ask you guys a question, okay, because it seems like you guys have been hooked up in a higher level. I've heard you guys talk about different artists and what have you. How do you find success and what have you? Do you actually go in thinking that when you do a production – that first take is the demo to start building from? Or do you just say, hey, it's gold and let's go? Uh-oh.
Well,
who are you talking to, Rod?
Hey, whoever jumps in on that one. I want to see who's going to jump in.
Well, me personally, they hate me in the studio. I am my worst critic, okay? They hate me. I mean, everyone else can tell me that a verse that I've sang, it sounds great and I don't need to touch it, but I always hear something that I can always do better. So for me, every song that I create, every song that I quote-unquote finish, is actually a demo for me until, you know, I get audience approval.
Okay. Okay. But then how many takes have you gone through on that one production?
Oh, once again, the guys hate me in the studio. They hate me in the studio. I mean, I can finish a song, you know, and I can love it this week, and my girlfriend, I feel sorry for her at times, because when I'm finished with a song, I listen to it to death. I play it to death. If I get sick of it, then it's not a good song.
Okay.
You know, it's not a, you know, if I get sick of my own song, it's not a good song to me, you know, and if I hear anything that needs to be added, anything that needs to be changed, I can probably go through a song maybe 4 or 5 times before I finally, you know, give the thumbs up and say, okay, you know, I'm done with it.
Okay. But you're not refusing to go back and change something if it's suggested?
Never.
Okay.
Never refuse.
All right. Okay, and I appreciate the honesty, because this, you can always, always make it grow. You know, it's like I heard what you did, and I go, wow, we're on the same page. I'll play something and something and something, and my wife, you know, I'll bring her in, and I'll go, now tell me the truth about this, you know, because, you know, hey, your woman's going to try to make you feel good, but I want the truth. You know, and so I hear you. You know, before the rest of the world gets it, you've got it in your head, and you figured it out whether it's even to let the rest of the world hear it. So I can appreciate that. Do we got anybody else's opinion? Let's see here. Let's see. Let me cold hearted.
Yeah.
We got.
Yeah.
Keith,
what's
no,
your
we
opinion
got
on
Keith,
that?
We got Keith Clazart. Keith Clazart.
Oh. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Hey,
Keith.
First of all, I want
to
say peace to all the brothers on the panel. And this is a very provocative, interesting show. And two comments I would like to make. One, I heard one of the gentlemen say that everybody is not going to make it. Now, that's the most profound statement that was said so far in the whole conversation. Because it's so true, because it really starts with a mental. A lot of these people, mentalities are not there, first and foremost, beyond the artistry. You feel what I'm saying? And like you gave an example of the dude from Field Mob, you know, it's always one that is not all the way there, who can't see the constructs of the business, understand it's music business, and business is the biggest part of the phrase, who just don't get it. And I hate to say it, a lot of times it'd be those type of people who get put in those positions. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to digress on that. It's all a mental thing. A lot of people ain't ready. And a lot of the people who are successful, and I know I've worked personally with a lot of people, and mentally they're not there. They just happen to have some great handlers. You feel what I'm saying? other than that, man, it'll be all bad.
But at least they have the handlers.
But yeah, at least they got the handlers. But without that, then what? They man, it's all nothing.
So the team around them, it can either be supportive and direct them to handle and conduct themselves, that they can be successful.
Absolutely, people say it's so cliche, you're as strong as your weakest link. You feel what I'm saying? So your team has to be like that. And like I heard Phil Jackson in an interview says he don't want to coach a team that feed off of his energy. He want to feed off their energy. You feel
and
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so
agree
when
with
you
that.
creating a team, that should be a principal concept on putting that team together.
Well, I agree with that. In other words, he's saying, hey, don't suck the life out of me. Let's see the life in you.
Absolutely.
I can deal with that one.
I totally agree.
Well,
I totally agree.
Is, I'm gonna say this. You guys was all talking about social. I'm gonna say you was talking about Soulja Boy, and you was talking about those like Soulja Boy, like Justin Bieber. The social media thing have made so many people feel that they could be stars today. And to be honest, they need a reality check. And I think personally that they need a system that they can go through first before they consider themselves having a hot song and spending a lot of money behind it. What's your thoughts, Keith?
I mean, the industry is a beast, and they don't care. They chew you up and they spit you out. They don't care if you're mentally off. They'll put you with some handlers to get you through until they don't need you no more. Just watch, like you mentioned, Justin Bieber. Watch how the industry is going to chew him up and give him a couple of years so cold and spit him out. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, look like everybody, because of Justin Bieber, because of a Soulja Boy that went through the loophole and actually made success, everybody feel that they're qualified to put out their own record, and many of them don't even know what it takes to put out the record. They don't know there's a structure to behind the whole thing.
Absolutely, and not to cut you off. See,
promotions come into place, marketing comes into place,
absolutely,
sales come into place.
But that's the disillusion. Remember, I said it's a mental thing. Really, it's a mental thing. It's people are disillusioned. They got reality mixed with fantasy. A lot of these artists, you know, it's like a whole industry based off of disillusioned artists. A lot of independent people are like making money off of these disillusioned artists, rather than people like you. You guys are putting it out there real. Given structure, if you actually listen, and I'm an advocate of you guys' show, by the way, if people listen and put it all together, you guys are like a support hub. They can come back weekly and really add to what you guys say, because each show you guys are building and adding, and if you are regular, you got it. You feel what I'm saying? What I'm really trying to say, there's no sense for people not to know the business with people like you guys around broadcasting and putting this knowledge out like you guys doing. But what I'm going to do is digress, but I want to comment on the production part, and then I'll just listen. Here's the thing. As a producer, my thing is you should develop the sound. And people, they buy with technology, it make you think that you can produce with one hand. A producer plays an instrument first and foremost, not a one-finger producer. But with technology, it make people disillusioned to think that they are producers.
Yep.
I'm from the old school to where you had to produce a sound to where no, when they heard that sound, okay, that's Keith Pizark, that's Dr. Dre, that's Timbaland, that's Pharrell.
Yep.
You have to develop a sound. Now everybody sounds the same. It's cookie cutter music. I hear from these producers, there's no signature sound no more, like back in the old days. Each producer had his own world. You feel what I'm saying? He was creating his own world, and it was you could see what was what. Nowadays, I can't tell who's producing the beat. I think it's the same person, but you know, real talk. But, you know, and that's what I want to add to the production of things. You know, create a signature sound, and once you get that signature sound, you're more than 90% there, because people are more tuned into the vibration of the sound over what you actually did with it. You know what I mean? But if you can do something with your signature sound, then you're there. You know, that's the key. I just dropped the jewel. That's Dr. Dre.
That's
Timberland. Real talk.
Hey Keith, I got to pull your coattail for a reason. And
yes,
the only
sir.
Reason why I'm doing it is because it let people know, and I let our listeners know, that this coming from a credible guy in the industry. Keith, tell them some kind of projects that you done work with, and why you could speak from this as an expert.
Okay, I feel you. I got you. In a nutshell, I was raised on the east side of Long Beach, so needless to say, I grew up with Warren G, Snoop, Nate, and everything that came about at that time. So I got a lot of records on Snoop, and I dibble and dabble into the movie soundtrack thing, and I've scored a couple of movies, What's the Worst That Can Happen. You know, a lot of independent films, you know, I've scored. But with that being said, as a producer, I wanted to diverse myself. I just didn't want to be locked in as a producer producing music for rappers. So I got into the film and television and diversified that way. And on another level of diversity, if that's a word, for a producer, I got with a company called Big Fish Audio, which is the biggest sampling CD company on the planet. And I developed a series called Platinum Essentials, which is like number one series in their catalog to date.
Right.
So with that being said, I wanted to influence music on a whole nother level. I wanted to sonically influence music on top of like pursuing like straight production and producing music for artists. I wanted to influence the sonics of it. And to this date, man, my sound's been used on a lot of Grammy award-winning music, and that makes me happy because it's like a baby. I create this sound, and someone took it and did what they did with it, man. It's like it's a crazy feeling. But with that, you know, I digress. That's Keith Clizark in a nutshell, production-wise. But I'm on my CEO thing right now. I got a digital distribution company that's like major, incredible. I'm so geeked up on it right now, but that's where I'm at currently.
Well, I want to say this. I got to give him kudos because Big Fish, and you know what you did with that, it allowed people to make better music.
Yes.
You know, and I tried to talk some of the older musicians. I'm talking about 50, 60 year old guys that are playing all their life to look into it. To create the samples that could be used, that there was an income to be received from that, rather than continuing on the track of no stardom and small places, venues that they're playing around town, and they've got the talent. It's just that they don't know how to make money in this music industry.
See,
you
that's
know?
The
and
thing. Not to cut you off, but it's their time right now. If they knew how to format their sound and put it in a sample CD, they would kill the game because pop and overseas, that sound, you know, people who's making that music in their 50s and 60s, that real music, if they put it in a form where people can take pieces of it and do what they want to do, oh my God.
But you know what? I'm glad that you brought this up because Poetic says electronics, and I go, man, the world is at your fingertips. You just don't understand what's available to be used to create music. And I'm glad you brought that up. God bless you, man, and I wish you more success, man, because you're helping where there's a gap, the gap with the young musicians. Creating music. So keep it up.
Hey Keith, no disrespect, man, but I got to just tell you, me personally, I just hear, don't get me wrong, I like when one person do it, it's okay, but when you got the whole industry taking over auto-tunes and putting it on everybody's track, it kind of gets monotonous.
Yeah, but see, he's not even close to auto-tune.
I agree with you.
No, he's
about,
not.
You got so many rappers now trying to sing.
When I hear that, it gets a little annoying. But I mean, if you had one artist, when it's over the entire track, it's
poetic.
Don't get me wrong, something wrong.
Can
with
I
that.
Stop you?
What's up?
Before the bus rolls over you?
No, because it ain't running.
No. He's not even in that. He's not even in that. You're talking about something totally different than what he's got in the market.
I know I mentioned it. I know what I mentioned, Raw Dog. I know what I mentioned. I know exactly what I mentioned.
You know what Big
I'm mentioning that's happening all the time. I'm not talking about him. I wanted his opinion.
I mean, this is, if I can respond, if you look at music from when analog changed into digital, you know, we had Parliament Funkadelic and we had Roger Troutman, You feel me? Someone is going to figure something to do with the electronic, from Roger to T-Pain to Future. Where it started disintegrating is really at T-Pain, and then with Future and everyone else who's doing it. I feel you. It's like it's not music no more, man. This is computer futuristic robot music. I can't. It's not. You know, it don't touch my soul no more. I swear, it don't touch my soul because
yeah.
it ain't real. So I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. I'm not with that. I'm with you, brother. I'm not with that plastic.
Yeah, rappers got to be rappers. Stop trying to sing.
And don't get me wrong. That's my that what you just said is my opinion, because I think they should just like how the R&B soldiers back in the days, they pull the rapper up to rap on their track. They need to bring the R&B singer who can really sing and put them on the track.
Thank you.
But
I
there's
totally
always
agree.
Going to be enhancements. So when you say Melodyne and what have you,
it's okay
those,
to use
those,
it as an enhancement, Rodolph. But what they're
right.
doing is they're
you
overusing.
You use reverb.
But no,
do,
but
do you understand
over,
the whole
you,
thing?
If you overuse reverb, listen. If you overuse
no.
reverb,
wait a minute. Nobody
Rodolph,
said over
speaking,
you. Nobody
but
said
to
over
me,
you.
Please listen. Rodolph, you're speaking as an expert who knows how to digitally manipulate music. That's good. I'm talking about everybody else who put their finger on the trigger and don't know how to shoot.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
I agree.
Excuse me. I had forgot about that, okay, there are those people. So forgive me. I am wrong.
That's
you do.
About.
I totally agree
wrong.
Because
I'm not talking about everybody who put their finger on it. Like Keith Klazar, this dude got a track record says, "Hey, I'm a proven producer." Whereas other
right.
people coming in the game, they got the same gear in front of them, and they say, "Oh, that sounds fun. Let me put some more of that on it. In fact, let me put it over the whole track. Let me overdo it." And that's what's taking place.
See, that's a hobbyist, fam. I call them hobbyists.
Right.
If you don't perfect your craft, see me, I'm from the old school, man. I started off as a break dancer, beatboxer, and turned into a DJ. And from a DJ, I transformed into a producer. You know, but I learned the instrument along the way. And that all culminated into a producer. That's a producer. See, these, like I say, technology got people disillusioned to think that they can hop in and do it.
Right.
With one finger. That's, you know, we giving too much praise to these people who do that. You know, I don't recognize it anymore. You know, that's the only
one
way to bring
in an arpeggiator.
I dig that if used the right way, you know, you could program that, you know, to do what you want it to do.
All right, guys, I just want to go real quick, and I'm not going to a commercial. I just want to tell y'all in interim right now, y'all go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music. Also, we are on Spreaker channel. You can Google hiphopnational.com, and on Sundays, tune in with Pastor Chris Willingham. Just to let you guys know, we're on every night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, the demo versus the record. Back to the topic. I'm opening up you guys' line. Go right back into the conversation. All right, Raw Dog, I know you were trying to say something, but I wanted to get that in.
Well, when he said one finger, yeah, now a lot of synthesizers come with, you can play one note and it has an arpeggiator. And so that means it'll put out a pattern of different tones or different rhythms in it. So, you know, they're not actually playing, they're just activating the electronics and matching it with the beat. So I do understand what he's saying. You know, and I appreciate him because, you know, he's done some things for the industry. And that when he was talking about Big Fish, that has changed how the people are formulating their music in their productions. And, you know, it's something that the industry found that there was a lack of musicians. So that was one way to keep the music creative by using these type of different samples that you can purchase.
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you guys do me a favor? Can you educate me one more time on this Big Fish thing? Because I'm not clear, and I like to
okay. Let you do it.
Okay, no, it's simple. Big Fish has been around since 1991, and what it is, it's a sampling library company. And when I say that is they supply the hardware. Like if you have a drum machine, an MPC 60, it's a sampling drum machine, but it don't come with any sounds. And what Big Fish did was they designed drum sounds for all the samplers that these Yamaha, Roland that they make. They come with stock sounds, but they're real plastic, you feel me? So Big Fish brainstormed and start designing drum sounds and samples to go into all the hardware. And it grew and grew to, like I say, it's like they're the biggest sampling CD company on the planet. And when I say that, let me break down what a sample CD is. For my Platinum Essentials products, all the songs that I went platinum or gold with, I extended those sounds to the producers. And how they have you do it is you do an example beat of the sounds, and then you break the sounds down individually, the bass line, piano, kick, snare, everything is isolated so that the end user, the producer, can take it and he can now make his own beat that's sonically correct. And I gave him an example of what he can do with those sounds. Now, that's my series of sample CDs on Big Fish. But they get so elaborate where they have like 150-piece orchestras individually sampled into a product where if you are a producer with an imagination and no money to go get the film harmonic, you can now go to Big Fish and get real, not synthesized, but a real film harmonic into your production. You feel me? It all like Spider-Man and a lot of different movies y'all see with Big and Batman, these sounds are coming from Big Fish Audio. They're no longer having live people score the music anymore. It's all done in a studio. And that's how big Big Fish Audio is. And, you know, I'm going to digress with that. And the products range from $99 to freaking $500. Product is like $100 a pop. You feel me? So it's a very lucrative business if people looked into it. I mean, I'm not mad that they haven't. I saw it like almost 10 years ago and did it.
There you go.
Man, I got to tell you, see, that's why I like Hip Hop National. Man, what an education we get here. And I'm not trying to be funny. Thank you, brother, for dropping that golden nugget right there. That was a good one right there, straight up.
Hey,
yes,
appreciate you.
Poetic.
Yes, sir.
Can I? Is it something? Would Big Fish be something similar to like say a Fruity Loops?
Well, Fruity Loops is a software that you know.
Not to compare it, but you know, is it something like that?
No.
A bigger version of that.
No.
Not at all. It's apples and oranges what we're talking about.
Okay.
You're talking
all right.
About
Fruity Loops. Fruity Loops is a software that needs sound. Big Fish is a company that supply a company like Fruity Loops with sounds. If you bought Fruity Loops, if you're smart as a producer, you go to Big Fish and start getting sounds from them to put in your Fruity Loops program.
Right.
Do you feel that because back a couple of minutes ago we were talking about producers, you know, the era of producers, you know, has diminished because I've never met so many producers nowadays that can't even play. You know, they can't even play.
they sample so much to the point that they can't even play a whole chord.
Right.
I mean, how can you really call yourself a producer like that?
But see, that's the first stage.
You have, but that's the thing. You have a lot of that because you have a lot of programs, a lot of, where they do give sampling, where you don't have to play. For example, like the Fruity Loops thing where you don't really have to play. You just, you put a little, put a sample here, put a sample there, and next thing you got a full chord.
But see, that is the beginning stages. See, everybody is aware of what can be created through Fruity Loop because after you listen to someone that created on Pro Tools or Logic, and you'll hear the difference. One is mechanical, and the other has a human element to it, a warmth.
Yes,
and
sir.
I've noticed that a lot of productions from Fruit Loops are just cold and mechanical with the music.
Yes.
And, you can tell, and, the industry knows.
Well,
go ahead.
I know some guys that know how to handle that Fruity Loops to the point where you can't even tell. I mean,
you have to buy up in Fruit Loops.
Exactly. Well, if I can jump in, this is Keith Kazark. I can tell sonically. There's nothing that can't. I know what it is. I know sonics. But I got people who have gotten my sounds because they are sonically correct. And put them in Fruity Loops, and you would swear they have an MPC 60. That's what Big Fish is. Once again, a point back to them why I make that product, because you get sonically correct sounds. The stuff that come in Fruity Loops and all these other keyboards, they're just, like he said, they're soulless and plastic. They're not industry standard. Those sounds are for hobbyists. Keyword, hobbyist. What we design at Big Fish is for pro use, like Pro Tools. You know what I mean? When you're making records, and let's not use that term loosely. When you're making records, you need the pro sounds. So
exactly.
As a producer, you go where the pro sounds are and get them.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
I'm glad that Keith showed up tonight because they didn't ever believe it coming out of my mouth. Totally.
I'm glad you showed up too tonight, Keith. So we need Big Fish Audio to, sponsor this show so we can get more people getting that sound. You know what I mean?
I can arrange that. I can make that happen. That's what we do. We've got to figure out the right situation. We'll chop it up off air. Just get at me, and I'll help you with a proposal and line you up with the guy over there and see if you guys can't do something to benefit both parties.
Yeah, because I can see a lot of our artists would appreciate knowing more and buying Big Fish products.
Because you just, don't get me wrong, you just gave that man an up, cold-hearted. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Sir.
Did he give you an upgrade in your mentality of thinking of your sound as far as producing for the future?
Yeah, he did. I can't lie. He definitely did.
So I know for a fact that we can reach the hearts and minds of the young people coming up today. They'll start changing the dynamics of how they produce a record so they won't just be putting out a demo.
Exactly. Demos are for hobbyists. It's like when you're jumping into the game, you can't practice in the game, so there's no such thing as demos. Demos went out the window in the 90s. There's no more such thing as demos.
I totally agree with you with what you're saying, but believe me, what's being released in the masses start to listen. A lot of them sound like no more than what you would call a demo, because it's not a record.
Well, these people need constructive criticism. Listen to they need, once again, Hip Hop National. They need to tune in and get the real. Because when you know better, you do better. If you don't know no better, you don't get what you get, And there's a lot of people who don't know better, obviously. You just pointed it out, and I concur for sure that there is a lot of misled, disillusioned artists and producers out here.
Yep. He hit the nail on the head.
All right. All right. Guys, we're getting ready to wind down. We got about 15 minutes left. But I wanted to go around. And I want to start with you, Keith. Keith, if there was an element in which you've already named one golden nugget tonight, but if there was other elements that you could just drop into a young man's mind that he can take a change and start to upgrade his mentality, what would you say that would be?
Here's the thing, and I'm going to start it with the quote. If you continue to think what you thought, you'll continue to get what you got. And with that being said, we have to create our own situations. It's when we depend on other entities outside of ourselves is that can slow our destiny up. I say take your destiny in your own hand, learn the business, learn every aspect that you need so that you won't have to depend on anyone. Be self-contained, you know all the aspects. And even when you get people, start formulating your team and you feel comfortable enough to fill these slots out. You know, it's like be self-contained, and I'm going to leave it at that. You know, be your own boss. Be the check cutter. Don't look for no one to cut you a check. Don't look for any handouts. Do it yourself. That's what's up.
And you know, don't get me wrong, Keith, and I ain't going to let you leave that easy. But I got to say this. I appreciate what you just said. Be your own boss. Write your own check. But reality, okay, how do they get started if they're starting with nothing?
I mean, everything comes from nothing. Everything starts with an ideal. Once you get that ideal in your head and it makes sense, you're halfway there, and you get that thought onto that paper, and you can physically see that plan. You know, now you can physically start walking through that plan. You know, no one plans to fail. They just fail to plan.
And as an experienced producer, right, you just said once you got the idea in your head and you got to start to walk with a plan, what's next once they got that idea and put it on paper? What should they do next to get paid?
Visually, you just can't be so vague when we say what's on that paper, because that paper got to be so detailed. Your vision has to be conveyed on that paper to where you can have steps. Okay, I just did A, I just did B, I just did C. Okay, I'm getting to Z, I'm almost there. If you can see it and walk through it, you can get to where you're going. But it all starts with a thought. If you don't know what thought to have, it's a long ways to go when you don't know where you're going.
Well, I guess what I was really talking about is, let's talk about that song, that thought that they put on that song, that music. What should they do with that music to get paid, Chris? Because you actually getting paid. What do they have to do? They have to register with who?
BMI.
Okay, first of all, you know, it's
BMI
understand. Exactly, I agree. Understand that what you create is an intellectual property, and once you understand that, you can start treating it as such, and understanding how you can monetize your content. That's the whole thing, is monetizing content. With this digital age, you know, you don't need majors. You don't need to sell a million. Just sell 1,000, and you're good as an independent. But understand monetization of your content.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Cole Hardy, you got the floor,
yes,
sir. I appreciate you, Keith.
You got it.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, my advice that I would like to give to anyone who's trying to get into the music business, you know, and if you're coming in there with a big head, I used to have a guy by the name of Sid Johnson. He, like I said, he used to manage my group. And we used to have a big head. My group, you know, we thought we was the it. You know, we was the next Jodeci. Everybody kept telling the Jodeci and Boyz II Men, man, y'all sound awesome. And Sid slowly, he quickly took that air out of that balloon just by saying these simple words. You are not an artist until you are getting checks. Until then, you're just somebody recording music. And that's very true. So for anyone who has a big head, realize you have a, and you're not getting paid for your music, realize you have a big head for nothing.
Hey, real quick, you gotta humble yourself. Is that's number one, man. You gotta really humble yourself in this game because you don't know who is who and what's what.
You got to, and your attitude in the music business, people have to understand. It trickles down. It trickles down. This as big as the music business is. It's very small because everybody knows everybody, you know. So you can be very quickly blackballed. You know, and where to the point where nobody wants to deal with you. So, you know, my advice to anybody who's trying to make it in the music business, you know, and want to be successful, be a humble person. You know, my daddy always used to tell me, you know, while I was at work, you know, he say, you know, if you know somebody, if your supervisor or somebody else, unless, you know, under you is trying to teach you something that you already know, guess what? Shut your mouth and learn it again.
Yes, sir. Hey, I feel that, man. My grandmother taught me that.
Thanks, man. I need that, guys. I got a big mouth. Don't run off.
That's what you said.
Thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate that, man.
Hey, no problem, man. No problem.
Well, ping, I felt that right across my head, man.
Yeah, I saw the bus rolling over. What's happening, too,
man? Charlo, what's your thoughts, man?
Another thing I would like to say, man, is that for the unsigned artists that are coming into this into the industry, we need to maintain the balance between boldness and typhoness so that we don't offend someone that, you know, unintentionally, you know, in the industry. We need to get our attitude in check and stuff like that, because that's the main important, the main ingredient for your success. And like I say, nobody like Hip Hop National is out here educating these young kids and young artists to teach them what they need to do to get in this industry, man. So the only thing I can tell, they need to be, you know, boldness and typhoness about what they need to do in this industry and learn the difference between it and how to use.
Yes, sir.
It's real.
All right, man. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed everybody who opened their mouth tonight, man, because you guys really weighed in with some powerful thoughts that somebody could take home and say, man, I need to take this into practice. In fact, I think it was Cold Hearted that just said something to me taking to practice, man. When I tell you cold-hearted, I'm a hard-headed joker.
With little bit of feet.
Y'all should be trying to mentor me, man. Why are y'all laughing at me, man?
And he's only 4'5".
Short, little bitty feet.
Little bitty feet.
Hey, I can't lie. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the topic, the conversation, you know, and I can actually say I learned a lot.
Hey, Keith, I'm surprised, man. I didn't know you was listening that much, man, but thanks, man. I appreciate that. That's like an endorsement to the industry side of things, you know. So,
hey, man,
that.
Y'all legit, man. You see, I listen. I may not chime in, you know, but I drop in from time to time and check you out. You know, like I say, I'm really an advocate of the show, and I point people. I mean, y'all need to come check this out. I send out links and whatnot, you know what I mean, because I'm a fan first and foremost, and I support the work that you guys are doing and the consistency. Every time I get on the air, I got to say the consistency. I love it, man. If artists don't learn nothing, man, from y'all, man, is the consistency, and if without passion, forget about it.
Wow. And we getting ready to grow, Keith, just by the way, man. We are expanding the platform and the brand so we can reach out to some of the artists that, you know, that need help in one way. They may have explicit lyrics, we at first, I was shutting them down. But the thing it is, how can you go into hip hop and not embrace the people that do hip hop? So and don't get me wrong, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm a hard headed joker. Somebody told me don't cut your nose off to spite your face. Well, I'm very good at that.
Hey, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Wrong. Hey, this is Keith Lazar. Wear that. I'm just saying, wear that. And you should wear that. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's you got to understand that the mentality of these people, man. I mean, if their mentals ain't right, everything else ain't gonna be right.
We are expanding to an uncut version of the program, but it's gonna be on another. It's gonna be on some other platform. But the reason why we're doing it is so we can create relations with people. Because just because they do an explicit cut, that don't mean that the music is not good. That need to be toned down so it could be into mainstream radio. So
I feel you. Two daughters, and I think we should. People should make this other ways to express yourself than through explicit language. We should expand our minds and use other words. You feel what I'm saying?
If we
leave them people a way to come through, then they're going to keep on doing it, you know?
But I agree with you in a way, but you have to understand, when you try to stifle, and I don't want to say stifle, but you know I can't think of another word. But when you try to stifle people with their lyrics, think about when we talk about an artist. Let's talk about sculptures and painters. We would never have we wouldn't have a Michelangelo's and you know the other artists that we have. They would have told them, look at the Mona Lisa. They would have told him, you need to put some clothes on her. Imagine if the Mona Lisa, where the painting where she was, you know, naked. Imagine if she had clothes on. They would have looked at that totally different. They probably wouldn't even liked that painting.
But I feel you.
So,
but at the same time, the same argument. What if Picasso, he kept painting the picture of a guy, excuse the language, with his penis in his hand on every picture. He's a brilliant painter.
Yeah,
but damn,
that's what I agree.
You agree with now. It's too much of that. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. When it's too much, it's a problem.
Let me say this. You guys are both right. Okay? But in this industry, especially the radio side of it, the crabs in the barrel knock on the door. Okay? And let's just put it like this. When we say explicit language, we're only saying, you know, maybe the F word or the S word. You know, we're not talking about really hardcore.
It's not coming on this program. This program is about national. We're
going to have in the mix with Dr. AT, which is not going to have any of that. But the uncut might have the F word in it and might have the B word in it. But remember this. They got to come through this network and hear the conversations that we gave tonight.
And that's the whole.
They're
going
to come back over to the light.
Yeah,
or they're
going to
drown. How did George Clinton say that? They drown in their own, you know. So
yeah.
Let's just put it like this.
I agree.
Gotta give everybody a chance.
I agree with you. I totally agree.
So if they don't come around, they at least have their chance.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully they can be changed, that they can grow.
Don't get me wrong. I'll say this, guys. I'm a Christian that does hip-hop. But reality is hip-hop existed way before I was a Christian that did hip-hop. And way before I was a Christian that did hip-hop, I was doing hip-hop. In all reality is when Jesus came on this earth, he went among liars, thieves, and murderers and homemongers. And he brought them into his fold. He didn't go into the church and say, come on, I need to save you. So with that said, this program has
extended itself so we can get, bring in the people, so we can advertise to those people and bring them over here so they can learn and be educated about this business.
You're right.
And hopefully transform.
You're right. You're right.
You know,
what's that?
I don't know if you remember me. A while ago, I had sent you sent you a link to one of my songs, and you gave me a call, and you said to me, and you totally changed my mind thought after we had this phone call. You gave me a phone call, and you were like, "Yo, man," you're like, "Who is this?" And I told you who I was, and you was like, "That was you on the song." It was a song called "Show Some Love." It was basically a strip club song, you know, a club song. And you was like, "Listen, I love this song. You know, I like the song. You know, it moves, you know, but you're saying the N-word throughout the whole song."
Yep.
And he was like, you're throwing the N-word. It's worse than cursing. You know, and I said, "You know what?" And I thought about it. And I said, you know, I thought about it. At one point, I was like, "You know what? I ain't finna change. I ain't gonna." But then I thought about it some more. And I was like, that's one fan that I could have potentially lost. Just because of a word.
Right, but wow. You know something else?
You just made tears come on my arm.
Okay, but I got to tell him something.
Wow.
By taking the N-word out, you realize that there are other strip clubs around the world that your song could be played at that would not have an inference to any racial point.
Yeah, correct.
You know, go to North Dakota, go to Idaho.
Yeah.
If you find a minority in the strip club, they might be working. But the patrons are not. So when you take that out, your song gets to go into
it's
their
more
club.
Universal now. It's universal
yeah.
now.
Exactly. Only trying to help, not trying to hinder. Trying
exactly.
to educate and not derate. Trying
exactly.
to see where you want to go. But the whole thing is the word of just can you. He didn't say do it. He said, "Can you?"
Yep.
See, and that's the way I like what I like about Phoetic. He will reach out, and he will try to reach an artist, so he can help an artist, not put you down, but explain there's a big old world out here.
Yep.
Who knows where you're gonna jump off and be big?
Yep.
So, you know, hey, I appreciate him for that. And evidently, see, Poetic, wipe the tear out your eye, because I know it got to your heart.
All right. That is mad, right? But anyway, I want to say this, guys. Consistency, we're working on that, too. I have to end the show. Right now, because 9:30, we want to start supporting music during every night of the week on this program as well, because music is the main thing that moves the show. So we want to get ready to go to the music. But I want to say thank you guys, everybody, for dropping in, spending the evening with us here tonight on Hip Hop National. Really, really powerful thoughts came across this board tonight. So good night, everybody.
No doubt.
What show is giving you the best tips and advice in the music industry?
That's Hip Hop National. Don't you know that, Poetic Dynamic?
Hip Hop
National. And you do know that.
Hip Hop National.
Yes, sir.
Hey, God bless all of you guys.
God
are you
bless
ready, Poetic?
Hey, have a good night, fellas.
All right.
Dr. AT, Rodolph, take it away.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. AT.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. AT. Dr. AT. Dr. AT.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise! Come on, don't be shocked, we gon' give him praise! Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else great.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. This is something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back. White horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right. Don't be caught up singing thong song. Read up on your word too and don't be for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy yeah. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that. Omega, the creator, the final way maker on top and ungreater. Just know that Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. Two chains, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mama she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him, cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. To my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden, cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talent, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words.
about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, maybe we're just crazy.
My baby mother's in heaven, my oldest daughter is 7. I only listen to angels cause all the demons be yelling. Raised by felons, so I grew up never telling. Even when the decomposing body was smelling, I never told the reverend. Grew up rebelling and selling on corners. I was like Mexican borders. If you were slow like a tortoise, then you can roll with the ballers and callers. Illegal adventures and beamers and benzes. We sit on the benches, smoke in the trenches. The rain used to drench us, everything was surreal. The weapons concealed, I say what I feel. I pray when I kneel, and time will reveal the reason for living, receiving and giving. A gift with a ribbon ain't nothing worth going to prison, but what are our choices? Do you hear our voices, or are they just noises? Are we born to die? Is that why you lie and never reply? Are we supposed to wait for him to come back from the sky? Or are UFOs gonna take our human soul?
Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a game?
My grandma watches over me from a cloud. She makes sure I don't end up face down on the ground. I could feel her pushing me when I'm standing around, like a dealer pushing weed from a dime to a pound. I remember seeing bodies drop after the sound from manipulated minds that wanted the crown. Everybody in my town walks around with a frown from a man. Niggas die, but none of them drown. It's a shame how they put the cane all in our lane. Robbers with the game, who's to blame? They all the same, cause we were set up to lose. No matter what road you choose, I know you see all the clues. Even when you watch the news, they try to give you the blues. They try to leave you confused. And how we went from Egyptians to getting convictions, to getting eviction notices. It's like no one notices. This is killing us without condolences.
Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a scheme? What if nothing's what it seems? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a scheme? What if nothing's what it seems?
Next on deck, Beast Hollywood. Shorty going crazy.
She best to find a lane and drive him insane.
myself, calling my mama crib. She hate my news, but don't know what we live. It's like she's stalking me, she riding by the spot. She know I'm serving time, she trying to make me hot. She shouted, got some issues, I ain't here to diss you, but we are so through, and I don't miss you. Shouted, got some issues, I ain't here to diss you, but we are so through.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
We don't need no more bloodshed, no more gunplay. Enough people die too young, we need love there. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK. Just step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretchers. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 We
should never be scared to step foot outside. When all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a life, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Marie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the
on, LaRue and Palmerie. We can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
It
takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many youngers getting high, hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police around us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the rain, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Juwan LaRue, Palmerie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, love you four.
GSC, them girl, you're not easy. Me, I tell you, believe me. She will love you for your rims, she will love you for your car. Love you for your things, to your buying out the bar. She love me to me sing, in her eyes me a shine like a star. Love me for the bling, to me link with her for now. She love the bar, love party, love the caviar. Wine her body, for the seminar. She want to be with the star. You can know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Stressful days, you work so hard. Invest time and money to reap some reward. She took it for granted, I play a wild card. The day I boil down, see you touch back at your yard. Tell the work as I get a dive with that. While on the road, you are is no life hard. You tell that, don't you love the woman at your yard. Say you are go buy the tickets and I go abroad. He bought her fresh, fresh live red roses. Want to surprise her deep on toe. As him approach the door, he mere moans and groans. Peep through the window, slide through the door. She never hear him coming on the carpet floor. To his surprise, in front of his eyes, I didn't know the neighbor between him wife's eyes. Oh, let him get by him get by him. You can know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. This story not done. He messed with love. She
ya explain. Him say shut up. The neighbor try run, him grab him by the shirt. Make an arrow escape with a thump and a cut. Say him can't believe what them things ya him work for. Think him life is colorful and bright like birds and it's hurts. Think so ya blessing but a curse. Can't believe the girl really denied the nerd. You have to know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for.
Next on deck is LD History.
Perception and share my history.
Kill it. Tell them about me.
Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolled out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the deck. Bob, Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? No slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A.Z. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. Overrunning from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the south side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Speak my more wild, my southern hospital. Let's see, nice guy. Plus they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feel records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number four, and got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, up the room, the man that you see. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Help you to get to know a little more about me. Help you to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty, let's get on the
for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.